Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deceptive Measures by Tracy Hohenstein, performed by Emily Sutton Smith. For all the missing children and their loved ones who will never give up the search. Chapter 1. Stacy Case's Story. Miami, Florida. I knew it was a bad idea the moment I walked into the bar. It was located in a seedy part of town that I was unfamiliar with. Desperate for information about a missing girl, I hadn't thought twice about agreeing to meet a source there. I was definitely thinking twice now. Raphael's was tucked between a 24-hour laundromat and an abandoned pizza joint. It smelled like stale beer and cheap cigars. Besides a bartender who looked like she'd seen better days and two Hispanic men playing pool, I was the only person in the place. It wasn't the kind of establishment that a petite white girl with blonde hair, blue eyes, and freckles should be frequenting. Despite dressing down in jeans, an old t-shirt, and a ball cap, I still got long looks from the pool players. "What can I get you?" the bleached blonde bartender called out from behind the bar, without even looking me in the eye.
"I'll take a crown and seven, thanks."
I looked around while waiting for my drink. A freelance reporter, I was working on a story about a child abduction ring that had operations in South Florida, but I had an intense, personal interest in the subject of my interview tonight. The missing child I hoped for information about was Mallory Scott. Mallory's mother, Rachel, was my best friend. A couple of years ago, I was working for the Miami Sun and had been sent to the Bahamas to write a piece about drug smuggling on cruise ships. It was there that I met Rachel Scott, and together we solved the case of a missing teenager. We became friends, and I offered to help Rachel find her missing daughter. After I quit my job at the Sun to freelance, it wasn't long before I was devoting most of my time to Florida OmniSearch, Rachel's organization that specializes in finding missing people. When she told me that 2,300 people were reported missing every single day in this country, I knew I had to do something to help. When Rachel found out that Mallory might have been taken as part of an illegal adoption ring, I put all of my reporting experience and contacts to work in my investigation. That had led me to the person I was meeting tonight, who might have information about
Sample complete. Ready to continue?